Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Do Not Be Afraid, Be Brave.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he becomes like his teacher, for the slave that he becomes like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Therefore, do not be afraid of them. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Commentaries for this passage speak of fear. Three kinds are mentioned. Fear of persecution, fear of death, and fear of being hurt. Our reflection today does not necessarily call for more speculations on all three types, but I will attempt to speak on the fear of persecution. Following Jesus, we should not expect that we will not have to go through the types of persecution and alienation that he did. No disciple is above his teacher. At first glance, this may sound like no disciple would be smarter, more advanced, more professionally qualified, or something along those lines. Now it seems that what Jesus is saying to us is that we should not expect a life apart from the path of Jesus, the path of a Christian. Thus, the above could imply being distanced, removed from, and the like. We by baptism have claimed our Lord, have accepted that mark that calls us to very specific ways of acting, of living. We are not to be removed. We are not to allow a gap to surface in our relationship with Him. To be associated with Jesus is to advertise this way of life and take the risks that go along with it. I think one of the problems in our efforts to eradicate bullying is that the person who is a friend or associate of the victim sometimes feels the fear that would go along with sticking up for the bullied or to assist in confronting the bully. Perhaps he or she fears that they would be the next victim. There is that fear of persecution that goes along with taking that risk. Other examples include the hero who blocks the bullets from a classmate and dies in the process, or the first responder who risks his life rescuing a mountain climber or diver who is in trouble, possibly due to their own poor decisions. All around us are opportunities to quickly recall our identification with our master, to speak at a significant moment, to reach out and lend a hand, even to someone we don't know, to allow the marginalized to associate with our children, to refrain from participating in the gossip. Yes, discipleship, our daily calling, requires courage, reflective and critical thinking, and especially prayer. We stay in touch with our Jesus. We acknowledge our discipleship and know that it will be okay.